Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In case you are just waking up, just joining us this morning, there's been a little bit of breaking news over in Australia because a town about an hour away from Sydney, apparently, where that tragic shooting took place the other day on Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah, they've arrested what they're describing as a group of people who were planning another terrorist attack. And we don't know if it was planned for Bondi Beach, if they were headed there, what exactly they were doing, who they are. There's been some video out of people, cops surrounding a car with people laying on the ground under arrest. So more details are going to come out on that, I'm sure, through the course of the morning. And if we get more details, we'll let you know. I don't know if the investigation of the current attack led police to these folks or if they were caught for some other reason. The details are really pretty sketchy at this point. Fox has been reporting on it. And if we get anything else on it, we will let you know. There's maybe an update on the Providence shooting as well, Brown University, because they don't have a suspect yet, but they say they are processing some DNA evidence, whatever that means. There's still no video from the scene and no better picture of the suspect in that case, which seems to have just taken an extraordinarily long time here to find somebody responsible for this. It seems hard to believe that on a campus with that many cameras, they don't have a better picture of this guy, but that seems to be where they are. So that's where we are today, too. Good morning to you. A happy birthday to Kimberly St. Ange. Kim, you took a picture of your donut, your birthday donut. You want to describe that to people?
Oh, yeah.
Have you posted that?
No, I'm about to. Scott from Donut Delight came in, and he made a donut in the shape of my age, which I bet a lot of people are thinking, what? If they watch the feed, I bet they think mid-20s.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of people think I'm younger than I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah. Nope, not quite that.
I joked that I should have had him put the wrong age on there, like 40 or something like that, just to rile her up. But he did not. But he made a huge donut with a 3 and a...
Six.
Yes,
I'm 36
today. So happy birthday to you!
Thank you.
Very, very thankful for you, and we're happy that you. Now, what we're going to do here, and we'll just tell Scott because he's probably listening in the Donuts Delight van as he drives back up to North County. There at by the way, Newhalls Ferry and Dunn Road, Delicious donuts, by the way. There was a Ethan. I see you left the lid off the donuts over there. They're going to get cold. The apple fritter I grabbed was still warm. Can I just tell you that?
Yeah, during the commercial break, we're all like shoving donuts in our.
We're going to have a sugar crash here at some point this morning, but boy, was it good!
It was amazing. Ooh,
yeah, thank you. Kim is going to she's going to save her donut, her big 36 donut, she's going to take it home for her family, right?
That's
for
right.
Your friends,
friends. I have Bible study tonight, so maybe
nice.
That we'll see.
Nice.
I'll be the head of the group if I bring a big donut like that.
But they can do that for you, too. So if you're interested, just get a hold of Scott over at Donuts Delight there in North County, and they can hook you up, too, for your loved ones' birthdays coming up, or for your own, if that's what you do. That's awesome. All right, we're going to get to Tom Ackerman here at the bottom of the hour. I want to ask him a little bit more about this quarterback from Vandy, this Pavia guy, who I don't know if he got, like, in advance, he got a Heisman tattoo or something because he was so convinced he was going to win the Heisman. And he was really on a campaign because he thought his statistics were better than the guy from Indiana who led his team to a perfect season, 12-0 so far before this championship series starts Friday night. I think the first games are tomorrow night. And that ought to be a must watch. A couple of those games are going to be must-watch. There's no doubt about it. But we'll talk to Tom about that at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, at just about this time, we will have Senator Josh Hawley on here. He's going to call in from the swamp. I assume he's still in D.C. And we'll ask him about some of the big issues that are going on. The president's speech last night, this whole affordability issue that the Democrats keep throwing around, and maybe drug boats getting bombed. So we'll get to him at about 7:08. But right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
For the last 4 years, the United States was ruled by politicians who fought only for insiders, illegal aliens, career criminals, corporate lobbyists, prisoners, terrorists, and above all, foreign nations, which took advantage of us at levels never seen before.
Yeah, President Trump last night laying it out there and putting the fault where it lies on these men who've occupied the White House, who've not acted in the best interest of America, not America first, and in many cases, like the Biden administration, America last.
Frankly, I'm very proud of the way that Illinoisans have reacted to CBP and ICE.
Oh, Lord. J.B. Pritzker, already running for president. He's so proud of people confronting Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers trying to do their jobs. Yesterday, there was the weak-kneed liberal mayor from, what's the town? Is it Evanston, north of Chicago there, where Northwestern is, who was getting in the face of an ICE officer, and that guy read him the Riot Act. I love that.
Designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism is a colossally bad idea, a dangerous provocation, and a roundabout way of allowing military strikes on Russian targets.
Yep, Rand Paul with a word of warning there. He does not want that to happen with Russia. He says there are other ways to pressure Russia to the table in this Ukraine situation other than designating them as a state sponsor of terror, even if it's true.
After the election, did you and Doug just start drinking?
We did. Let me just say that we definitely it took us some time.
Yeah, that was Cammy last night on, friendly territory there with Jimmy Kimmel, TDS extraordinaire subject himself, right? Of course, blasting the president last night, saying what a better world this would be if you were president of the United States. And then finally getting to the hard question. So is it true you just started drinking after you lost? Because we've seen some sound bites with her where it's pretty obvious something was going on.
I mean, even SNL made fun of that, her drinking.
Hey, I got nothing to say. I have a cocktail every once in a while. But Kamala Harris.
I mean, it sounded like she was going on camera in front of millions of people, and it just sounded like she truly had been drinking.
Well, she just needs everybody to know that it really wasn't her fault. She's written an entire book about why it wasn't her fault. And she apparently has convinced herself of this. I don't know what role the former second dude played in all of that. If he's rah-rahing her at home and saying, listen, you almost won. You've got to make another run for it, because apparently she's entertaining the idea of running again in 2028 because she thinks she was that close.
Do we think, though, for president, or do we think for
no, I think for
governor
president.
Or
no, I think she's running for president.
I
do. I don't think she's got a prayer, because I think she basically misunderstands why she lost. She lost because the lights are on, but nobody's home. People heard too many of her word salad answers, and they realize she's not equipped or capable of leading the free world. The man in the White House is a shining example of how on it you have to be to lead America in this perilous time. She's not the answer in any way, shape, or form. And America rejected that, even with the tens of millions of Democrats who hate Donald Trump with a purple passion. He still won in a landslide. And she thinks it's because she didn't have enough time. Here was her answer to Kimmel last night when he asked her basically that question.
When was the last time you spoke with President Biden?
About 3-4 weeks ago.
Do you feel like that the Biden, Joe Biden and his people did everything they could to help you win the election?
I write about that, as you know. And certainly, I think we needed more time. And from certain places in the administration, we needed more support.
Republicans have mercilessly
yeah, that was it. So,
if we
just had more support from the administration. Like if between the time he called to tell you that he was going to withdraw till 30 minutes later when he called you back to tell you he would endorse you, he could have done more. How about you doing more by alerting America to the fact that we had a dementia patient in the White House? You did nothing. Nothing for all that time. You did nothing on the border. You probably sat over at the Naval Observatory and had vodka, for all I know, because you didn't do anything else. But you're mad that the administration didn't do more to help you become the president of the United States.
She lost because she was a terrible candidate.
Horrible.
Who couldn't put two sentences together, didn't have any real ideas. She's clueless, and she was in over her head. But I will say, Joe Biden did kind of screw her over when he waited that long to drop out. I'm not saying she would have won had he dropped out earlier. I'm just saying it would have been tough, but it didn't really matter in the larger scheme of things.
He put his party in a difficult situation.
Yes.
I would agree with that. They should have had a primary.
100%.
Once again, the Democratic powers that be ignored all of their voters and handpicked the next president of the United States with no primary or anything, or having won a single vote. In any sort of primary election, they ordained her to be the presidential candidate. And the reason they probably had felt like they had to do that is because Biden didn't give them enough runway. He waited too long, and they should have forced him out much sooner than that. But still, for Kamala to whine that it was somebody else's fault is par for the course with that one, I'm telling you. All right, quick break here. Bottom of the hour, Tom Ackerman. We'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, so I guess, how many seasons of Survivor have there been? Does anybody know?
I don't watch that show.
Well, I don't
think
either.
Close to 400.
But they're, well, no, I mean seasons, not 400.
Maybe it felt like that.
There may be 400 episodes of it somewhere.
Like it's been on forever.
It says, but, as of December 2025, there have been 49 seasons of Survivor.
Yeah, that's close.
That's not possible.
What, you think?
Did they do it twice
fewer?
A year?
I guess,
like, I remember
yeah.
in the 90s talking about it, like, when I was anchoring at Channel 4, I remember it was a big deal because we were the CBS, they still are a CBS affiliate, but we were the ones carrying it, and it was all the rage, and we would do segments on it just talking about who advanced and who was thrown out and who was voted off the island and all that garbage. They even brought a guy in one time with Kim with dehydrated bugs because they were having to eat bugs on the island in some cases, and they had to know which ones to eat. And the guy brought some of these things in. I don't even know what they were, and I ate one on the air. And it wasn't bad. It was crunchy. I mean, you know.
Gross.
Other than stuff getting stuck in your teeth, which you don't know what it was. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't as good as that donut I had earlier, I can tell you that. But they had put some spice on it, and it was kind of crunchy, sort of like a potato chip or something. So, I didn't mind. But back then, it was a much bigger deal. Well, apparently, I haven't watched it, and I never really watched it, but I haven't paid any attention to it in 20 years, easily. Apparently, last night, former KSD anchor Savannah Louie won.
Wow.
She made it to the final, and she is the Survivor star, I guess so.
Do you win a lot of money for winning that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is anymore. I don't know what you win.
I'm looking this up.
The Cincinnati Inquirer, who is Savannah Louie? Because she was the winner of Survivor Season 49.
Whoa! $1 million.
Did she win $1 million?
It says the winner of Survivor wins a grand prize of $1 million, though, of course, it's reduced by taxes, but who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you have it. Somebody you know hit the lottery yesterday.
When was she a reporter, do you know?
It wasn't all that long ago. I remember when she was over at Channel 5.
I feel like it was when I was there, or at least I don't remember her name.
Savannah Louie, former reporter, KSDK. Let's see, it doesn't say when. Let's see, she was a morning news anchor here from 2019 to 2021.
That's when I was there, so
She left St. Louis to work at an independent station in Atlanta and now works in marketing for her parents' company.
Well, there you go.
So, and she just made $1 million, apparently, on Survivor.
Congratulations.
Who knew? Who knew? I don't know. We're just talking about Channel 5 here, but there's also news out this morning that their meteorologist is leaving.
I did
guy
see that.
That's worked there, Jim Castillo, I guess is probably how you pronounce his name.
There's been a lot of turnover there. People are not thrilled, it seems, with the way things are running.
Well, I mean, he's been there for 6 years.
Yeah, but people
he announced that he's leaving to go to California. I don't know if the writing was on the wall and he started looking for a job because he didn't like the way things were going.
Who was it who was saying that the management team was forcing people to do a lot of extra work and the streaming thing? It's just gotten out of control.
Anthony Slaughter, the former morning weather guy,
yeah,
was talking about that. He went pretty public with his complaints about him after they let him go, or maybe he left. I can't remember. They were asking him to do all this extra stuff and record all these extra weather hits, and he's like, "Yeah, I think I'm done with that. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore." And they basically he hit the door. So I don't know if this guy was facing the same thing or not, but he's worked all over the country. He's a Mizzou grad. He grew up in Florissant. I've never met him. New York City, L.A., and Philadelphia, and now he's going somewhere in California to work.
Well, good for him. Yeah. I mean, you expect in this industry to have a lot of turnover. That's just the way things work because people are on usually 2 to 3 year contracts. Maybe an anchor would have a 5 year contract max for a local market. But when you have kind of a mass exodus, it does usually signal there's something going on.
Right. Yeah, it's just pretty rare for a 5 year contract anymore. 2 or 3 years is just about
standard,
it.
Yeah. And the
wording
years.
Says they can fire you for any reason, basically.
Yeah. You can't leave.
You can't.
Right. Because then you would be sued, which I've had friends who were sued for leaving and getting out of the industry. It's not like they were going to a competitor because you, by the way, you have a non-compete too, where you can't go work anywhere in the market. Like I couldn't have joined this show for probably 6 months or so after I was let go from KMOV because I would have had a non-compete.
Yeah, because it covered any broadcast mm-hmm. in the region, audio or video broadcast.
Yep, they own my name, image, and likeness. I don't make money off of that like a lot of
well,
these
yes,
college
you did.
Athletes.
You were compensated with that $1 million salary.
Oh, that's true.
Four,
I did
remember?
Make, about $1 million. That's right. Yeah, TV people are paid a lot of money.
That is the biggest misconception about media these days. You know, there was a time when you go back and you think about when you were growing up. Like I grew up in the sense of watching news in Cincinnati, where believe it or not, Zipper Zeppa worked in Cincinnati when I was in high school, and then I went to college and eventually got a job in St. Louis, and he was working at Channel 4 when I got a job there. So people move around. But remember Ron Burgundy?
Oh, great Odin's Raven!
That movie was created about the legend of what it was like to be a news person in a newsroom in the 1970s. They were bigger than life. Many of them, even in local news, made hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe $500,000 or more, depending on their value to the TV station. All that started changing. Oh, timing's everything. Just about the time I decided to get into TV news.
Isn't that convenient?
It was on the long slope down at that point. Now, by the time I got here, Larry and Julius were still anchoring at Channel 4, and I got to work alongside these guys, but everybody knew they were locked into the old system where they were still making a ton of money. But the people coming in the door, I mean, if you're making $40,000 or $50,000 as a reporter, even then, that's more than reporters are starting at these days. There was a union minimum was 30, I think. Nobody made the minimum then. My guess is a lot of these reporters they're hiring from Mizzou and other places are probably making less than 40 grand a year.
Yeah. And
the anchors are not getting paid like they used to either. So that's just the bottom line.
There were some reporters out of college who were borderline on food stamps. Not kidding.
Oh,
that's
I was.
How little they were paid.
I made 12 grand in my first TV job. And if had my parents not been paying my car payment, I would have probably, I was probably close to qualifying for assistance myself. It's always been a business where there are more people who want to do it than there are jobs available. So they can pretty much get away with paying you whatever the hell they want until you have proven that you are of some value to them. So anyway. Best of luck to Mr. Castillo there from Channel 5. Coming up, we'll get to Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director, and talk about the Heisman controversy. Stay tuned.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Great sportsmen like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman just walked into the studio here, discovered it was Kim's birthday, and we had to distract him with all those donuts sitting in the back of the studio there, Tom.
I'll check those out. Where are those from?
Donuts Delight. Donut Delight.
Donuts Delight.
Donut Delight. It's up in North County there, Halls Ferry and Dunn Road.
Oh, boy. Did you ever watch DB's Delight?
DB,
I was just thinking of that.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I recognize it.
Yeah. Guy Phillips was the host back in the day.
It was a kid show. It was like a quiz show.
It was a locally produced kid show.
Yeah. Well, the show's my age. I don't know what that is.
DB's Delight. No, this would... Kim would be too young for DB's Delight.
It would have predated you.
Yeah. But happy birthday, yeah.
Thank you,
young lady.
Thank you.
Yesterday was my daughter's birthday, aww. Audrey's 15th.
Happy birthday, Audrey.
It's permit time, right?
Yeah, and it is. So we're going to start going through that process and excited about that.
Does she want to? Because a lot of teens these days, I hear, don't have any interest in getting their driver's license.
She's been asking me about it for a while. So, yeah, she's excited about that. Oh, I just spotted the donuts back there.
I've got your insurance agent is online, too. He'd like to talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get into
your rates are going up, sir.
Took her to the Blues game last night, and boy, did we have a great time. The Blues, when they found out it was Audrey's birthday, they were very, very kind to her. And she brought the magic, as she always does. She does really well at these sporting events. Teams tend to play well when Audrey shows up. 1-0 win. It was a good win. Joel Hofer with 24 saves. He had the shutout. And the Blues, I thought, were physical. You know, they treated it like a playoff game, I felt like. They showed some desperation to me. I don't think they like Winnipeg very much. The Jets were the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year, and they don't forget that. There was a... Between, you know, during a timeout, there was a video feature on, they were asking the players your least favorite team or the team that, it was Christmas themed. So it was like, you know, who was on the naughty list or whatever. And they all said Winnipeg. I think Colton Parayko said Chicago, but they don't really like Winnipeg very much. So the Jets got the you know, bad end of that, and they ended up, they played fine. The Jets played fine, but they just couldn't come up with the goal. Hofer looked good. The defense was good. Connor Hellebuck was good for them in net, but he gave up one goal. It was scored by Justin Falk. And the Blues got a nice win. Not only that, but they jumped over Winnipeg and Chicago in the standings. So while they're still under 500, they've now climbed into fifth place in the Central Division, and they're four points out of a playoff spot in the West. So there's still some time for them to climb. But, you know, I look out there, and I don't see Jordan Kyrou. He's hurt. I don't see Dylan Holloway. He's hurt. They're missing some big goal scorers. So they're going to have to do it like that. They're going to have to play a good, hard, physical, defensive game to survive here for a little while, and then hopefully find a way to string together some wins. It's just been an odd season for them. They were expected to be a playoff contender and a really good one, and they fell flat on their face early in the year, now just trying to figure out how to put it back together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to bring up the Heisman controversy because I've been reading these comments by Mr. Pavia, Diego Pavia, who apparently felt pretty strongly that he should have won the Heisman and dropped the F-bomb on the many voters who didn't vote for him. I mean, he got swamped in the vote, but is so cocky about it. I mean, you think this like hurts is he an NFL prospect?
I mean, yeah, it hurts. It hurts his image. It hurts his NFL prospects. This was on Saturday night, Mark, after he lost the Heisman. He's posting videos.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You know, F the voters and, you know, F Indiana and all this stuff. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Man. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, Fernando Mendoza is easily the Heisman winner. He won in a landslide. Pavi is a good player. Don't diminish the fact that you had a great season by acting like an idiot. I mean, it's pretty simple. You don't go around all year touting, I'm the best, I'm the Heisman winner, I'm this, I'm that. I mean, go out and play and be a team player and lead your team to the playoffs and do what you got to do. This is just the wrong way to go about it, man. It's just not even how the NFL is a business. You ask me if he can be an NFL prospect, they'll put you right back in your place. If you're if you're not a professional, you will not last in the NFL if that's what he wants to do. But, I mean, he looks – and he apologized for it, but the apology looked like it was crafted by Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Somebody told him, you got to get in front of this. You can't act like that.
Well, so. I mean, it hurt Shedeur Sanders in the draft, his attitude apparently in some of the pre-draft interviews. And, you know, he's come out of that, but it cost him a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Diego Pavia means nothing to me. I'm a Fernando Mendoza guy. I'm an Indiana guy. And I had the best quarterback, period, end of story. So if you want to sit there and argue about it, I'll argue it all day. He was easily the best player in the country.
Well, and his team is 12-0.
And by the way, don't diminish, again, your whole story. Like, Pavia's story is pretty cool. He was a kid that, for his entire career, a lot like Mendoza, was not thought to be very good, was not highly rated coming out of high school. He went to New Mexico State. He had to fight for everything. And then he made it through New Mexico State. He goes to Vanderbilt. Again, not a school that's thought to be very good, a school that's been the doormat of the SEC for years. He led them to a great couple of seasons. Why diminish your whole story? It's just like Mendoza's story. Just tell the story. Who cares if you win the Heisman or not?
Somebody said, after 6 years in college, you think Pavia would have signed up for at least one course in humility by now.
Yeah, it's also silly.
Clearly not. Let's talk about the
college. And by the way, you want to line up with IU? We'll beat you by 30. How do you like that?
Let's talk about the college football playoffs. They start tomorrow night, right? Alabama.
Yeah, I'll be watching that one. Alabama against Oklahoma. The winner plays Indiana in the Rose Bowl on January 1st. I think Oklahoma is actually the better team because of their defense. Alabama, though, is favored by a point, and the reason why is they have an explosive passing attack. They have the better quarterback in Ty Simpson, and they are Alabama. I mean, they have five-star players all over the place. They just have not been a balanced team. Yeah. Alabama does not run the ball well at all. But they have some explosive talent on the outside. So if they can get Oklahoma into a situation where they've got them backpedaling and they can throw the ball, then they'll be in good shape. But I expect that Oklahoma will bring it. They're playing at home. They have a really, really good defense. I think it'll be a great contest that'll probably come down to the wire. And, yes, I will be analyzing every second of it and scouting it because the opponent will play Indiana in the Rose Bowl on January 1st.
Right.
And then you have three games on Saturday. Two of them won't really be contests, I don't think. Ole Miss and Tulane. Also, Oregon and James Madison. Those should be pretty lopsided games, I would think. All credit to Tulane and James Madison for making it, but they're not at the caliber. I mean, Oregon should have a field day. And then Texas A&M Miami is a good game. That's a good one right there. I don't know who wins that, honestly. I think A&M's had a great year, but they looked a little vulnerable, and Miami might be re-energized by being back in this playoff. So that should be a great football game.
Was there any discussion, Tom, of a neutral site for these games? Because, obviously Oklahoma's going to have a home field advantage.
Yeah, well, no, you're rewarding teams for making it.
I guess. So,
and then the reward for the top four seeds.
Is a bye.
Which are Indiana and Ohio State and Georgia and Texas Tech. Those teams get a first-round bye. So Indiana doesn't get to play a home game in the playoffs, but that's fine. They'll take the extra week of rest. And by tomorrow night, they will know who they're playing, and Kurt Cignetti will dig into the tape. And he will have a plan for the winner of that football game and ready to go. They actually have played in the Rose Bowl. They played in Pasadena last year against UCLA and handled them. They know that building and that whole facility. But this is a different animal. This is the granddaddy of them all. This is the biggest bowl game of them all. And it'll be a great, great moment for everybody on January 1st.
It sure will. When does Diego Pavia play in the playoffs?
Vanderbilt's got a they're not in the playoffs. They have a bowl game. Yeah, go look it up.
I knew that.
It'll
I
be
knew
fun.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. They do have a bowl, but they didn't qualify for the national championship. That was kind of.
No, I know
where I was going there.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Tom.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
We appreciate you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Get a donut on your way out.
I got to run and do a sports cast, but I might come back.
You should
feel free.
Yeah.
Spread the word. All right. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate that. All right. We're going to be back in just a minute. I'll have to admit that I judge people when I see them walking down the street with their pants already halfway pulled down below their waist. I've been told it's some prison reference. I'm not quite sure why anybody would want to do that, but a lot of people wear their pants that way, and it caught up with a guy trying to flee the police in a pretty epic video. So we're going to talk about that in other news when we get back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, so some classic video here. I don't know if you missed this or not. The Missouri Highway Patrol is getting ready to arrest a dude in Kansas City. He'd stolen a vehicle. Just for a little bit of advanced knowledge of the case here, he steals a vehicle. The police run into the back of him and force him off the road. And then he gets out of the car and runs. Never a good idea to run when you either don't have a belt or you are intentionally wearing your pants halfway down your rear end like we see so many people do. I've always thought that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It looks so stupid.
In this particular case, the dude's pants fell down and tripped him, and he was going commando on top of that, so you get a big moon just as he falls to the ground. They had to blur it on the video. Really dumb idea on the part of that dude, and it kind of bit him in the rear end there. He's now under arrest for auto theft.
Pull your pants up and maybe wear some underwear.
You may have more luck stealing cars then. I don't know.
Don't well, tell us what to do.
You're right. I'm sorry. There's this whole situation out of Mississippi that just blows my mind. This woman was arrested because they said that she put razor blades in several bakery items at different Walmarts. Listen to this, though. They charged her. This is according to the Channel 4 article. Charged her with attempted mayhem.
What?
I've never.
That's all?
Wait, that. Well, yeah, I'm a little surprised it was just attempted mayhem, but I've never even heard of that charge. Attempted mayhem?
Attempted assault? Attempted
right.
murder?
Huh. Murder,
swallowed
right.
Swallowed one of those?
It said they found these blades in bread.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did
that's
she give
nice.
A reason? Like, has she been in court?
Crazy.
Given her motive?
Psychotic,
just
evil.
Psycho?
Yeah.
Blamed the Biden administration? Anything like that? Interesting. All right. We have had one of those little mini robot vacuums for years. First one we had was some off-brand. Then we finally broke down and bought a Roomba. And we've worn out two of them now because we have a golden retriever who sheds golden glitter all over our house. She sheds a small dog every day. So this thing runs 7 days a week. And someday I've got to get me one of those English bulldogs that don't shed.
Well, no, they do, just not like a small animal every day.
Well, Roomba, for as much as they cost, I think our last one was probably $600, right? And it still works, and it works really well, and it empties itself when it's done back on its base. I love that. They have filed bankruptcy.
What?
I don't know how that's a thing.
Because people can't afford a $600 vacuum?
Seriously. Yeah. Wow.
People want the vacuums now that mop. Have you seen those? That's the new thing.
Well, they make those too.
It's genius.
But they make those too.
Wait, what are you saying, Kim? What is it?
So it's like a combination mop vac.
It's a Roomba that mops after vacuums.
I wasn't even going to say a Roomba. It's just a regular, cordless vac.
But no, they've got Roombas that do
it. iRobot
is restructuring, but they're not going out of business. That's a good thing because I need customer service on occasion.
Oh, so they're restructuring. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll still be around, and there are plenty of other companies.
I heard the manufacturer that actually builds them for them is
they're
going to
buy
them.
That's good.
Well, if you don't want to buy someone a new $600 Roomba for Christmas, you might want to consider cryptocurrency because there's some new survey that's indicating that 45% of Gen Z wants crypto as a gift for Christmas this year.
Who doesn't? Isn't it like $10,000?
Bitcoin is down right now.
Well, but there's plenty of other crypto
could... Oh, it's still probably $80,000 a coin.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, who would not want one of those?
I don't know what the
good point there, Ethan.
Remember somebody
started...
I also
want crypto, though.
There was someone started something called Fartcoin, and it was actually gaining traction just because I'm sure people, like Mark, think it's funny and stupid. I'm laughing.
I think it's stupid.
People like Mark.
That is funny. I didn't say I would buy any of it. I just
Mark
said that
Cox,
it was,
the number one investor in Fartcoin.
Fartcoin and two expensive robots, apparently, right? Anyway, I was trying to tell you, your question was, how much is Bitcoin right now? And I don't know the answer to that. I was trying to get you an answer here, but regardless. They have found thousands of dinosaur footprints near the Winter Olympics venue in Italy. They discovered them in Stelvio National Park, and it was striking for the sheer number of footprints that were discovered in some rock there, apparently. This is a big deal because they apparently also found some dinosaur teeth, and I'm going to be ordering one of them very soon from my grandson.
Oh, good.
Does it have a letter of authenticity from there?
It will have a letter of authenticity from Stelvio Park. These are like vertical. Like there's people pointing at them, and they're on a wall. So I don't even know what kind of dinosaur footprints they are.
Huh,
man.
Bitcoin's at $87,170.
Oh,
how much?
My God,
$87,000.
So I knew it was in the 80 range somewhere, but it's been as high as 100.
That's insane.
So it's down right now. Is my point.
That's nuts.
Hey, buy the dip.
Did you hear that Elon Musk wants to put AI data centers in outer space?
Better than my backyard.
Well, people are really mad about any data center that's proposed. But yeah, I mean, heck, send them to space.
Yeah, well, see, the problem with that is security. Because they've got these killer satellites that China could park next to you and blow up your data site. I don't think that would be very secure, to be honest.
Star Wars will be
Elon
for real.
Understands that whole thing a lot better than I do, so maybe he's got it figured out. Coming up, Senator Josh Hawley is going to join us live at about 7:07, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.